Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends. And recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com, and you're welcome.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you have to enter your email address because we're going to be giving away lots of cool free things lately in the coming future. So check it out. Today's show is brought to you by Good Vibrations. You know how much I love Good Vibes. And let me just tell you, they are celebrating their 36th year of pleasure. They've been in business for 36 years. I actually bought my first sex toy there. I love Good Vibes. And they've got an amazing offer for all my listeners. Just use coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off all orders of $100 or more. You can also go to my site, sexwithemily.com. Click on the banner. You'll see all my favorite toys because I've got a lot of them. And, you know, you could check out, like, just a million toys they have for men and for women, and I think you'll have a good time there. So go to goodvibes.com. They make me happy, and I know they will make you very happy and give you much pleasure. Okay, today's show, very excited for my guest. He is the president of pleasure. Can you imagine having that title? And good reason for it. He's a tantric master. He's the creator of Tantra X University. We're going to talk a lot about sex today. Like, I know some of my shows, we get into relationships. We might touch on that a little bit, of course. You can have one without the other, is the truth. But he knows, he's a master. He made it his life work to understand the female orgasm and how you can provide endless pleasure for women, which, let me just be honest, a lot of you aren't doing it. I've had a lot of really good sex in my life, but mostly not so good. I've been with men who don't know what they're doing, who don't take time to understand the female organs at all, what women want, what they desire. And we're going to break down some of the myths today around female pleasure and orgasms. And this guy, like, he's a master. I was blown away by everything that I've seen. You can check him out at Tantra-X. x.com/Emily, and we're going to have some special offers for you so you guys can all learn everything that he knows and rock your partner's world tonight. And if you don't have a partner, the next woman that you're with, you're going to blow her mind if you just listen to us for the next hour. I promise you that. So I am talking to Lawrence. Hi, Lawrence.
Hello, Emily.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Good to be here.
It's
really excited.
I know. I'm really excited too because I was watching all your stuff and reading all your stuff, actually getting turned on and getting angry. I'm kind of pissed.
Okay.
Because I feel like, and you're going to talk a little more about this, but what you've done is really like study women. And so many guys are just like, oh, I don't get it. Did she have an orgasm? I don't know. I don't care. I got off. I pounded her. I did. And men don't ever... Many men don't take the time to understand women. And I feel like you've got this vast of knowledge that will help so many men. And I'm so honored to be speaking with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really good to be here. And I'm going to jump right in by telling you there is a reason why.
Okay.
So guys, we'll go circle back around.
Yeah,
but
totally.
The reason why guys oftentimes don't know and don't care is because they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
That's the biggest problem, right? They don't know what they don't know. So they're walking around, you know, girls are faking orgasms and they're thinking like, oh my God, I'm the greatest lover in the world. And they don't realize because we've been playing this game, men and women, where women are not communicating how dissatisfied they are.
Exactly.
So this becomes an interesting thing. Anyway.
No, I think you're right. I think that women do fake it. First of all, don't ever fake it. Women, my female listeners, I say do not ever fake your orgasms because you are misleading men down the wrong path. Because so many men I talk to is like, every woman I've ever been with have had an orgasm every time. I'm like, oh my God, they're lying.
They are so...
They're so lying to you. Yeah. So why do you think it is that men, why don't they know this stuff? Like, why don't they ask? People just are afraid talking about sex. I mean, that's what I think. I always say communication is a lubrication and you're going to have better sex if you talk to your partner about it. But no one wants to talk about it yet. If they do talk about it and they do learn these skills that you teach, they're going to have the most mind-blowing sex of their life, which is what life is all about.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. So here's this is my take on it.
Okay.
Basically, you have the sexual cycle, the way I see it, in America. We have little boys who, where do they learn about sex? They overhear some stuff, right? Or what else? They talk to other little boys and they're like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. She likes the dirty Sanchez. You know, I mean, these crazy, right?
Crazy.
You know, these crazy things that are just like don't happen in reality. And the third way is they look at porn.
Porn.
Right? So they go online, they look at porn and they're like, what guys do not realize is that porn is shot for the viewer's pleasure. Not anything to do with the performers, right? So if you were actually to speak to a porn star and she was to tell you the truth, she'd be like,
whatever. That's good,
right? Because it's not about that. That's why, like, you know, it's weird. Like, I've heard women complain that they feel like they're like a freaking wishbone or a chicken, you know, because she's like, I was laying there in my thing and all of a sudden he pulled my leg up and turned me over and started fucking me like a,
right.
You know, like a horse. And so it's like these things that happen because guys are getting trained by porn. So they, you know, and the women are like, doing the porn voice, the porn music.
Because women are learning from porn too.
Exactly.
That's what I heard from guys. They're like, I slept with her. She sounded like a porn star. Like she didn't even know what she was doing, but
that's
making
right.
the noises. Right.
That's right.
And porn, I mean, nothing, not to bash porn. Porn,
I love
some
porn.
Good verses. Yeah. But I say the exact same that you say. Like, do not learn how to, if you want to actually please a woman, you're not going to learn anything from porn. If you want to get off. And you want to and you want to masturbate and you want to have a good time, watch all the porn you want. But if you actually want to learn skills to make a woman feel good in the bedroom, you should listen to Lawrence.
Absolutely.
And not watch porn.
That's right.
Okay, right. So that's how people are learning. And there's really no – so why don't they – so they don't ask – because they don't talk to their lovers about it typically.
Right.
Or women lie about it. Or women don't – and I'm not blaming men. So many women – do not spend the time getting to know their own body.
That's the key. They don't know their own body.
They don't know how to have an orgasm. They're like, maybe he'll know. I don't know. And I'm like, how do you not know? You got to spend the time. Women need to spend the time figuring out their own bodies as well so they can share that with their partner. So it's men and women. None of us are doing – some are doing the right things, but not everyone. So we're going to try to teach you that today.
Definitely. And that's really the thing. So number one thing, if you're a woman listening to this, number one, communication. I love what you said. Communication is the lubrication. right? Communicates. It's the strangest thing. I will tell you a quick story.
Please, I love stories. I love your stories.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I'm in this, I'm hanging out with a bunch of swingers.
Of course, why not?
And we're thinking about having, like, you know, we're sort of like, you can tell that the vibe is there where something really exciting could happen. But what I really wanted to do, which I always do, is just have open communication. You know, what are your safer sex needs? What are your, you know, when was the last time you got tested? What kinds of things are you concerned about? What are your boundaries? What are you interested in? What would be the most amazing thing that could blow your mind, right? And these are the discussions, like my girlfriend and I, we openly have these discussions. We love to have these discussions. And if somebody is coming into our play space, we will be having these discussions, right? But the swingers were like, what? Like, what? This was like the weirdest. It was as if I had dropped down from another planet, right? And as if we were like calling too much attention, right? Because their lubrication is not communication, it's wine.
Exactly.
So I was like, okay, wait a minute. So drugs and alcohol is what you use instead of communicating. Now, for me, that has never worked for me in my life. I have always needed good, awesome communication. I need to know that we're on the same page. I don't want to be leading somebody down a path. They're thinking one thing and I'm on another thing. No, I want to talk about this stuff. Now, guess what? If you're coming from, which most guys are, if you're coming from, like, there's not enough in the world, like, there's not enough women, there's not enough sex, there's not enough of, you know, then you're just scared. You don't want to say anything that could make her go, like, I'm not interested. But if you realize, you shift from scarcity and you realize, which I know, and now you listeners know, women love sex, but it has to be good sex. That's the thing. I know this, which means that there are women who you know right now in your circle, women who you look at every day, who you may be totally into, but they are also into sex. So what I'm saying to you is there are women everywhere who are... There's an abundance of both men and women who are into sex and good sex. That's the framework that has to change.
Right.
That's what begins to establish communication. Because if I say something to you and you go, that's not my thing, I'm not interested, who cares? Because there will be somebody else who is.
Right. Like, why be with someone that you're mismatched with?
Exactly.
I always say, like, mismatched libidos. There's, I mean, I get hundreds of emails from listeners, and you can always email me your questions to feedback@sexwithemily.com. But I have so many listeners who are like, why? I want sex all the time. My girlfriend doesn't, or vice versa. A woman who wants sex all the time, her boyfriend doesn't. And I think it is a big myth out there, and you mentioned this on your site, that women don't want sex as much. Women don't like sex as much. It's kind of, you know, the women, they can take it or leave it. And I think that women just, they want good sex. And I can't tell you, I've talked this endlessly with my girlfriends. I hear from my listeners that they're just not having the sex that they deserve, that they want, that men are kind of fumbling around down there and they don't really know what to do. And they don't even know if she had an orgasm. Like, that's the worst thing. Did you come or not? Did you have an orgasm? Like, you want to be on the level with someone where you know, she didn't fake it. There's no way. Like, you know this stuff. And
that's
people
right.
are just not. And that's why women are not. I mean, so many of my friends are like, 9 out of 10 experiences with a guy, not so great. And I think, like, that's like the state of sex in the world, and that's why we're trying to change it, because we want men to learn some of the key things that you teach and that I've been teaching on the show. So on your let's talk about your background and how you got into this, because I know you've studied with, like, sex masters around the world. Like, you really, like, had an experience that, like, hit a rock bottom sexually, right?
Yes, I did.
Can you share a little bit about
that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's...
I know you don't love to talk about it, but...
Yeah, it's... I mean, you know... There have been so many times, but one of the experiences was finding the woman of my dreams in my bed and just failing, freezing and failing. And that kind of thing is just so intense. It's so rock bottom. It's so like, wow, you know, the very thing that I wanted is now here. And I don't know if I can satisfy
her. You get nervous, you get in your head.
Absolutely.
You can't get hard, right?
Exactly.
All those things that happen to men. Yeah, often. So that was your turning point.
That was my turning point, because this was in college, and this was kind of like the woman of my dreams in college, somebody who I had fantasized about, you know? And so when that happened, I was kind of like, okay, I need really to get this down. It was that important to me. I mean, it really was, because you realize that your life is going to do one of two things. If you don't get this down, you're lonely, you're masturbating yourself to sleep, you know, you're feeling alone. You may be alone the rest of your life, honestly, because at some point women are going to be like, we do not need this bullshit anymore. Mm-hmm. And so the guys who don't learn are going to spend more and more and more time alone, right? Or with porn. And the guys who do learn, the guys who like go, you know what? Wait a minute. It's time we get our heads out of the sand. See, we've been in a culture where female sexuality has been feared. It's been feared for easily a couple thousand years. Certainly with the advent of Christianity specifically, mm-hmm. it's been feared. And so it's been marginalized and feared and shunted aside. And
yeah, repressed for sure.
Exactly. So guys have no experience. We've just kind of been going along with this thing. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. You know, blah, blah, blah. Kind of play these games. But guess what? Times are changing, right? Because of the internet, because of porn, because of women talking to each other, because of global communication, women are like, I don't need this bullshit.
Right. I'd rather be on with my vibrator than have bad sex with this guy that, like, you know, doesn't ever pay attention to my what turns me on and what makes me feel good. Exactly. I can't tell you how many men. I always say, like, there's men who love the vagina and men who don't love the vagina. And if you're one of those guys, that's fine. You might be with a woman who doesn't really care and you guys have good. And there's men who like it. Like, this is what I always say. Like, they like it. They want to have sex with you, but they don't want to, like, get in there. They don't want to perform oral sex on you. They don't want to get to know it. Like, I've been with it. They're like, oh my God, you got waxed. You got this. You got that. They know it. They're like in there. And then there's guys who are like, just want to pound away at you, right? Like, yeah. There's two kinds of men. And I don't know. Could you think that men can transform, like, in your work and what you teach, that men can learn to love the vagina if they don't love it right now?
Yes.
Currently?
Yes. Here's the thing. There's so much work that has to be done because there's the psychological component.
Right.
A guy who says, you know, I don't like the vagina or has some sort of weird thing.
A lot of men don't like performing oral sex on women. And I think it's because they don't know what to do.
Well, A, they don't know what to do. But let me tell you what else.
Yeah, tell me what else.
No, this is what's really going on, okay? Culturally, we have a thing that is like fear the vagina. We have so much stress around the vagina.
Right, because they're all different.
Exactly. Right. And so the reality is I know very few guys. In fact, I don't think I've ever met a guy who doesn't love the vagina, but he loves it when he's looking at pussy mm-hmm. in porn
right.
and doesn't have to be seen
exactly.
loving the vagina. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and so there's a difference between like looking at, you know, being open and going, man, I'm turned on. Please spread your legs. I want to look at your pussy. I want to like get turned on and I want you to see me getting turned on. But because we have this equation that sex is dirty, which comes from all the stuff mm-hmm. we've been talking about. You know, it's like dirty, it's bad, it's wrong. So there is a actual cognitive psychological block that comes in and goes, oh, I can't like that. I can't be seen. And so that's the deeper work that right. will have to be done. Mm-hmm. It has to be done. And I do address that with people.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you coach people?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Great. Okay, you've coaching. Like, you talk to men. Please coach every man in the world. I can send you all my ex-boyfriends because they need coaching, especially. But there is a cognitive block, or they're confused because their last girlfriend can't have an orgasm this way, and their new girlfriend they can't figure it out, or partner, lover, whatever. And so I just think it's confusing. So
it is. But guess what?
What?
You and I have this amazing other tool that is not just a pussy and not just a cock. It's an amazing thing. And for some of your listeners, this is going to be shocking. I know. It is called your mouth. You have the ability to communicate. You can speak. You can ask questions. You can be like, how would you like to be touched? Would you like softer or lighter? Or do you like it when I do this? Or even better, this is how I love to be touched.
Right.
Right? Communication is the tool that we have. We have to get out of the dark ages. You got to turn the lights on in the bedroom of your mind and say, no, we are going to speak openly and directly. None of this pussy cock mind reading.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
You can't mind read, yeah, the vagina or,
no.
or the penis. You really can't. I don't think. I mean, I think that, but so many couples have a hard time. I don't know what that block is either, because you'd think that sex, which is one of the most amazing things in the world and brings you endless can bring you endless pleasure, that you'd want to talk about it all day long. And you might think about it. You know, men think about it, they say, all day long, but they don't know how to talk about it. So, like, how would you suggest couples, like, seriously, down to the nitty-gritty, like you're with someone for the first time, do you think that's too soon to talk about what you want?
What? No, that's the time to talk about what you want.
Right, I agree.
Right, because you want to... You want to weed. I look at it as a weeding out process, right? If you as a woman are listening to this and you talk to a guy and you say, hey, you know, I really would love it. It works for me if you go down on me first, and I love to be, you know, I love to be licked or touched or fingered in this way, right? I love hand sex. So why don't you warm me up with a little bit of, like, you know, labia massage, or, you know, or just, I
so
like
so many women do need that. Of course, I mean, women, that's my biggest thing is like foreplay. Like, I feel like if I could go on a mission across America and drive a bus, like Emily's sex drive across America, which is what I'm planning on doing at some point. Like, I just want to say, like, foreplay is so important because women, we don't get turned on. We don't get warmed up like men do. You guys are ready to go and you're like, oh, I'm just going to stick it. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, I have personal experience. So, like, yeah. I'm ready. She must be ready. We are not ready. We are not even close to being ready yet. So you need to, guys must take the time warming women up and foreplay, and they don't. And women don't want to ask for it because they want to be like, you know, a lot of times we're taught, I think, from a young age, and I was taught that it's about pleasing men. It's about me looking good for them, or them having, or mine will come later, or he'll figure it out. Or I used to believe that it was men's job to figure it out, and I didn't have to communicate that. So foreplay is so important. And so you are like the master of the vagina. I feel like you know all the ins and outs, no pun intended. You have special tricks. And you talk about fingering, and our mutual friend of ours mentioned something that you know a lot about fingering women.
I do.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
Because I feel like fingering women, I feel like it's hot, and guys just don't do that anymore. I feel like it's like when you're younger. So for years, I've been doing sex with Emily for about 9 years now. And we had this whole thing called the hand job debate. Menace, who's my co-host in San Francisco, I was like, I think we should bring back the hand jobs. Hand jobs are awesome. Like, it doesn't have to be instead of the blowjob, but a hand job. Blah, blah, blah. And I think it's the same thing for women. Like, why not, like, get in there, like, touch her G-spot, like, figure it out.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Guys don't do that either.
Well, you have to. The most beautiful thing is, first of all, your finger in terms of size-wise is just, like, you're not going to have any issues immediately. Like, you can just gently, like, I love to put my hand just kind of right on, just kind of on the opening of the pussy, but on the outside, right? So,
right.
Like, I'll cup my whole hand, and I'll just let my middle finger just gently caress, like a little tongue, like a little, right? That's just
start slow, right?
Slow, you know. And maybe I'll be playing with her breast, or I'll be doing something, but my hand is just keeping this like gentle pulsation. You feel the tissues start to expand. You feel the wetness start to appear. Right. These things take time. By the way, I don't even use the word foreplay because it just has so much negative connotation. Mm. It like for guys, it's like foreplay.
Right. We should change it. You're right.
It's such a bullshit word. It's like you got to think like it's just
it's play. It's part about sex. Right.
That's right. It's just play. Let's play. And you know, and let's
see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Right. Because warming up, they're really I don't feel like. Here's the problem with foreplay, the way we talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to foreplay to get to the goal of me sticking my penis inside of you, right? That's the problem.
Exactly.
It's so goal-oriented.
You're so right. It's so gory. And it's so like, oh, this is the appetizer, when really it can all be dessert and delicious.
And in fact, Dr. Ruth, who I've worked with and who was a mentor of mine, Dr. Ruth used to say to me, Lawrence, you should say, foreplay is when the sex ends, this is the beginning of foreplay of the next time. So this, like, cuddle period, right. You know, like, taking time to cuddle and, you know, feel each other and connect. She really saw that as a continuum. So you would kind of roll. That would be the beginning of the next time you got together.
Right. Keep it going all the time.
All the time.
Keep the sexual energy flowing all the time. How do you do that in a relationship? You're in a relationship. How do you keep the sexual energy flowing?
Well, it's, first of all, it's, you have to bring your awareness to it. A, you have to value it. B, you have to be honest about what your needs are. C, you have to be able to communicate about what those needs are. And guess what? It changes. So you have to be willing to flow with the changes. Things that were really a turn on at one time in your life may change. Other things may develop. So it's this constant adjustment and reinvigoration.
So can you give me some examples? And you don't have to talk about your own relationship, but give me an example of in these discussions. We keep talking about communication. Are people discussing what their needs are? Like what are some of the things that people could tell their partner, for example?
Okay. This is a common one.
Okay.
This is one that guys will come to me with. They'll be like, first of all, they'll ask the normal question. Is it normal if XYZ, right? So let's take the case of, like, let's say a guy is listening to this and he's got this big foot fetish, right? So he may not be sharing that with his girl, but he may be jerking off to that to porn, right? He just may be like, oh, I want to look at feet and I got this foot thing, but oh, with her, I'm going to treat her like the woman that she is, blah, blah, blah. So the first thing is to realize is to own your own sexual desire, right? You have to get to know it. What turns me on? How does it turn me on? And really start to be honest. And then slowly, because you can't go from 0 to 10 like right. in one conversation, but slowly you can introduce something and say, hey, it'd be really awesome if we, would you be open to me like sucking on your toes, for example, right? Now, typically if you have communication, if you have connection already, your woman's going to be like, of course, right?
Feels really good, by the way.
Yeah, of course it does. It feels right. really good.
You can shower good. Together if you're grossed out by the feet and you're not a foot fetishist. Take a shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. And of course, it does feel good. Plus, a lot of things that we're into, and I say this also to women that I work with, it's like the things that you're most afraid of, like those are the things you have to touch and start to bring in. That's how you keep the energy flowing. Because you continue...
What do you mean the things I'm most afraid of?
Okay, let's say in your private space, in your fantasy space, you have this thing of like, I want to get fucked by two guys.
Right.
Right? Now, for a woman...
Who told you?
No, I know. Well, I was reading your diary. Right. So, but that's the thing. Like, I know the female brain. I know how, you know, awesomely dirty and naughty it can get and how amazing, you know, it can be. So I know, like, any woman who is alive at some point is like, I don't want... Let's see, I've got two hands, I've got a mouth, I've got a pussy, and I have an ass. How many men does that take?
Right.
Right? You know, it's just natural. Of course. Right. I mean, come on, give me a break. Right. So if you start to tap those and say, you know what? Like, you don't necessarily have to go do them. But in your mind is this vast canvas of eroticism. Mm-hmm. So your body is one thing, but your mind is... So the body is, like, physical, but the mind is the erotic mind. And so you can start to bring that into the bedroom. Oh, baby, you know, like, I would love... Oh, wouldn't it be hot if... And for a woman, you know, starting to bring your fantasies in. Now, here's the thing. If you say, it would be so exciting to have two guys. And he goes, you know, and the record scratches. Right. You know, guess what? You guys may not be matched. And right. that's just the reality. And at some point, you have to decide, what do you want? That's the biggest question a man or a woman could ask in
people don't spend the time figuring out what they want. I can't tell you how many women are like, I don't know what I want. I don't know. I never think about it. I don't know. I don't fantasize. I don't. And that's why I always tell women and men, but women sometimes they have more challenge with this. Spend some time alone. Like, do whatever you need to do to, like, think about it. Like, fantasize. When you're masturbating, like, you know, set the mood, fantasize, really, like, think about it. Read erotica, watch porn, whatever you could do to kind of come up with what your desires are. Because I think it's weird, but some women just don't know.
Well, they don't know because it gets very suppressed. But here's the thing. What I ask you to do is open that door, because I know something that you may not know, which is I know even if it's not going on in your conscious mind, it's going on in your unconscious mind. So therefore, we can open that door fairly easily. You just have to kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, it's you have to go to the places that scare you. You know, for example, let's just say you know, you love sucking on feet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you love the way that feels and you just go, no, I really want that. I want you to suck on my toes while I play with my vibe and you hand fuck me.
Right.
Right. Like, cool.
But because awesome. Guys also, I think, would love to hear that because they want direction. You're like, oh, this is going to turn you on. Let's do it yesterday. Why are we waiting so long? So, so it is about talking to your partner. So when we say talking to your partner, that's what we mean. It's like sharing your fantasies, and there's a way to do it. Yeah. And if you're a foot fetishist, I do hear from a lot of them. Start by saying, can I suck on your toes? You don't have to be like, I'm a foot fetishist and I'm da da da.
Yeah, that's
too far. Freak women out.
Yeah.
But say like, I'd love to just do it. Just grab her toes and suck on them. See what happens. I had a guy do that to me a few in my life, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Right. That, it's hot. It.
So hot. Right. I don't care if you're a fetishist. If you're going to suck on my toes, I'm down. So I'm cool with that, you know? So what are some of the, so you talk about, what is this Tantra? Okay, his website, Lawrence's website, is tantra-x.com/Emily, where you're actually, which is so cool, you're going to give away a special free, it's a guide.
I have to say, this
that's
is something.
That's so cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's really important to me because this is my top 10 sexual touch secrets for men that I'm going to give to your listeners only.
Okay.
This is like jam-packed with my like guarded secrets. I normally sell this thing, but I'm going to give it to you guys because I think it's really important.
They need to know. And it's how to touch women. It's how to touch them like massage or like orgasm or everything.
All of the
above. I haven't even seen it. Do I gotta get it too?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. Of course. So
I want to give it to the next guy I sleep with.
Absolutely. So if you go to tantra-x.com/Emily, I'll have that.
That's cool. For your okay. Too. Awesome. That's, yeah. I can't wait for that. So what are some of the, why do men, you think they don't, you think touch seems so easy? Like, yeah, I know how to touch a woman, but they really don't. Like there's so much, I mean, the fact that you've written like 10 touch secrets, and they're like, what are you, there's more than one? I mean, so what are some things in there that just a little highlight?
Okay. Well, rule number one, let me just tell you this. If you don't get touched down, if you really like you guys who are listening to this, listen to me. You don't get touched down.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get that down, you are hurting yourself all the time. You have no idea. Okay. Why? Because I'm going to say this word to you. And I wish we could take a picture of your face. It is grabby. Grabby. Arr, arr, right. Arr. Ugh. How much do you love that? So Emily was just like, ugh.
I'm telling you, when guys, like, they think you're turned on, or the first time you're together, or the first time you've seen each other, and they grab me, and they grab my breasts, and then they go right for my genitalia. I'm like, oh, I'm so not even with you right now. Yes, I miss you. I haven't seen you. But don't grab. Like, I think that a lot of women would agree. But sometimes you want a quickie, and you want to throw each other against the wall, and that's fine.
Beautiful.
Typically, you want to warm her up, slowly move into it. Don't grab.
Exactly. So, touch secret, right? Grabby, take off the plate. Like, just remove it. Like, you can never go wrong with removing grabby. Who wants to be grabbed? Think of a guy walked up to you and grabbed you. You'd want to fight him. You know, women don't feel, they feel the same way. It's like, dude, who are you? You know,
right.
That's not the way to touch. Grabby is not sexy. So, what is sexy? Something that I call, you know, any kind of gentle touch, right? So if I touch you, like, just right on the surface of your skin.
Good. He's touching me. Right? I wish you could all see this.
Yeah. And
I love it.
Exactly. And all we're doing is, and it's a beautiful connection, by the way. And all we're doing is I'm just touching the surface of your skin, just on your arm. But
how come no one touches that way?
Because they don't know.
They don't know. I guess I've tried to, you know, express that. I can't even talk right now because this feels really good what you're doing to me.
Yeah, and it feels
good.
He's just
touching my arm, everyone. Don't get your mind out of the gutter. But it feels amazing.
Right.
Because I think that a lot of people prefer that slower touch at the beginning, and then you can move it. Then you could get even do whatever you want, but you need to start with a lighter touch.
And lighter touch, like what I'm noticing.
Do that the whole time?
I can, sure.
Okay, I might slow down and stop talking so fast. That would be interesting.
What's so interesting here about this, so I'm just touching your arm, right? And your skin is responding. Like, so
what's
you're
doing?
It's like you're just those tiny little hairs are kind of like going like,
because it feels so good.
Right. And that's the thing. I am touching your arm. But guess
what? It's my arm, people, and yeah. I'm getting turned on.
Exactly. So why is it? What are we going to teach guys that they don't know right now? We're teaching them something very profound, which is what you just said. I'm touching your arm, and that there is turn on that starts because your arm bone is connected to the rest of your body,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the beautiful thing. So if I'm touching you like this, your mind already knows like, oh, this is the nice kind of touch that's going to feel good on other parts
exactly.
of my body.
He knows how to touch,
exactly.
therefore he's going to touch me in
that's
the ways
right.
that I want to be touched.
That's it. And we could literally do this. Like, you want to talk about foreplay?
Yeah.
Just touch right here. If I did this.
He's touching the back of my arm, like my upper arm.
Exactly.
How do you explain that? What is that? Like my tricep?
Yeah, like your tricep. Exactly. Like if I'm just touching your tricep and there's all kinds of beautiful places. Of course, there's the crook of your elbow,
mm-hmm.
right? And just tingling these little places, your body, guess what? Foreplay has started.
Right.
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 It has already started.
It started. We got to turn this off.
That's
no.
Right.
But it's true that I've lost my train of thought because that feels so good. No, that foreplay is about, you hate that word, but the touching is, it's so crucial to starting everything in motion, and people don't What was I just going to say? I seriously lost my train of thought.
Well, of course. And guys who are listening, I want you to understand that.
Do you understand that he just did what he's talking about? Like, I lost my train of thought.
Right.
That never happens.
It doesn't happen. But what's so interesting is that your body is responding. And that's because, this is my experience, women are starving for touch.
Right.
Right. Starving because...
And it's so easy. It's like, it's so not even like hard. Simple. Like, I'm not saying like you need to go down and lick me in this way or do this to me. You just need to like touch.
Exactly.
And men can be touched too. Women can touch men in the same of kind of way. A lot of men love being touched in that way, right?
Don't well, right. Love it? Of course. All the techniques that I teach, like that are in like my Tantra X University and all that stuff, all those things that I teach are things that are like you could reverse them. Like if you understand them, you can teach your girlfriend and she can then do the same thing
right,
to you.
Exactly.
Right. So that scramble, like that thing that just happened in your brain where you're just like, whoa, that's the beautiful thing. It's the simplest thing. And guys, you know, this is from moment one. Like take grabby. So your listeners, like I've never really done this before like this, but it was a perfect demonstration of exactly what I'm talking
about. Exactly.
You know, it just is like you get that touch right. And I love touching, by the way. Not only is it great for you, but it's awesome for me. And already I feel like I know you better just by how you've responded to the way I'm touching you. Like,
right.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I know something about you. I know a couple of things genuinely, right? Like I know, I already have a sense of how your orgasm would appear. Like,
how would my orgasm appear? Are you like the orgasm reader?
Well, in a way, right? Because I'm noticing that you're extremely responsive to subtle.
Yeah.
Right. So that tells me like I'm sure there are moments where you would love to get pounded away at, but the bottom line is that the majority of your time is going to be far more interesting if we're taking our time.
Absolutely.
Right. If we're exploring the territory, if we're expanding the touch and we're like going, no, let's slow this thing down, which, hey, here's another great tip for your listeners. When in doubt, slow down.
I always say touch her 5 times softer than you think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Slow it down. Absolutely.
Slow it down. Like we're all in this crazy rush for I don't even know what.
First, that I think men, I feel that the reason why men are so rushed and excited to get their penis in your vagina is because I think part of it is that they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's going to happen. I might be rejected. My penis, my erection might go away. We got to do it now. I don't know. Like that there's like this urgency, like this is my chance and I got to do it now or I'm turned on. But it's just such a twisted way of thinking because it's just, I think it's what most women, I was just talking to my friend the other day and she's finally with this guy who did the same thing, touched her in such a soft way. They had their first date and they were in the car making out and he like just touched her over her pants in this really soft way. And she had like an orgasm in the car and she's like, oh my God, I've been sleeping with these guys who come over and just pound away at me and leave. And I haven't had an orgasm in months. And this guy just touched me in the car for a half hour and I had 2 orgasms. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God, I know exactly what you mean. So it's proof that we need that. So I have to take a little break here for our sponsor. We have to talk about Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. Okay, I get tons of emails from you guys and you're like, my girlfriend won't perform oral sex on me. She doesn't like the taste. She only does it on my birthday, if that. And, or from women saying like, I don't like the taste of semen and what is wrong with me? You guys, check out Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E. They make flavored strips that melt on your tongue and enhance taste of oral sex. They have chocolate, strawberry, mango, watermelon. So you can actually enjoy giving oral sex if you don't like the taste of semen. So check out Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. You can go to sexwithemily.com, click on our website, and check them out. So anyway, back to our regularly scheduled programming. All right. So where else do we go here? Okay, so what are some of the, so we're talking about touch, and we talked about how, you give some tips. You were talking about, first of all, like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so 50 Shades of Grey, if you do not know this, if you've been living under a rock, is this huge phenomenon, right? There's been 20 million copies sold or something like that.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. Of a novel that women, it's like erotica, you know, that women are reading. It's about a young girl who gets taken by her billionaire lover and they get into some kinky stuff. And it's like, you know, women are like, they're calling it mommy porn and they're saying, you know, it's, I've been on the doctor's TV. I've been on a ton of TV shows talking about it because everyone's freaking out about it. But what do you think that phenomenon is about? Like, why are women like shunning their husbands and shutting the doors and whatever, and they just want to read this? Because what do you think it is about that book?
I will tell you exactly what it's about.
Okay.
It is about giving permission for a woman to have her erotic mind stimulated, right? That is the thing that we're talking about. So earlier you said something and I didn't get to respond to it. You were like, you know, well, some women don't like sex. That is bullshit. All women like sex. They, you know, when I say right. All, right, they like sex as long as it's good.
Right.
When you take, who, like seriously, what woman do you know if I say to you, hey, guess what? We are going to have hot, juicy sex for 3 hours. You're going to come five times and your toes will curl and you're going to feel good for a week. She's going to go like, no, I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want that. No, I'm
a masochist. Why would you say no to that?
And that's what I'm saying. Right. So women don't know. Women don't have reference points and guys don't know. But 50 Shades of Grey is like this opening of that erotic door. Right. It's a taboo door because we're talking about lots of kind of, you know, mm-hmm. kinky things, not too kinky, but, you know, stuff that's outside of the norm. Well, guess what? That door is opened. It's a best-selling book. Other women are doing it. It's okay. You know, so it's like a permission to go into those erotic places and start to to open up those doors of fantasy that the erotic mind allows.
Right. Because I always say our mind, our brain is our largest sex organ, you know, it is. Our mind. And it takes women to these places. And it's showing that women can get aroused and they do want the stuff in their men. And guys should read this book.
Guys need to
read it. Why aren't they reading it?
Yeah.
I think if I was a dude, I'd be like, oh, I better read this book.
Well, you have to read this
book. It's the same thing that we're talking about now is that men don't want to. But they don't know to take the time to learn the stuff and to study the female orgasm. So what are some of the other secrets of the female orgasm that you can share with us?
Well, I mean, I think one of the most important things to understand is that women love orgasms, right? So the clitoris, you have the clitoris, which is basically one organ. We are the only mammal, and I know you know this, but a lot of guys don't. The clitoris has only one function, which is pleasure. So here you have these 8,000 nerve endings that are just for female pleasure.
8,000 right? People, nerve endings.
Yeah. That's what's going on with the clitoris, right? So if you start to understand that, you better know that thing. Now, a lot of guys think that the clitoris is just that little tiny, little spongy nub, right, that, you know, just under the hood. They think, oh, that's the clitoris. Well, no, it's not, because the clitoris has these long legs and roots, and you need to understand anatomy, right? It's basic anatomy, but how do you learn? You study some anatomy, you talk to your girl. How fun is that? I mean, that's the beautiful thing about sex education specifically. It's like, how much fun can we have learning awesome stuff with our liver.
Right.
Like, how great.
How great. Like, learn it together. I mean, I wrote a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can all order it on Amazon right now. And that's just some ideas. You could flip through the book and just say, hey, honey, let's try this tonight. Let's try that tonight. And there are great pictures, some anatomical pictures in the book, and it reviews sex toys and positions and all that stuff. And I think that there are so many tools out there, and that you should become a student of sex. Like we all are.
Well, I think that's it. And here's the thing. Like, okay, as much mastery as I have, as much as I know enough to know, and I'm not even bullshitting when I say this, I know enough to know that I don't know. So therefore, I will ask. Therefore, I'll pay attention when I touch you, see how you respond. Therefore, I will listen to our communication. I'll pay attention because I am learning. And it is not, a vagina is not one size fits all. It's like, it's unique. Her, you know, I like to call her, you know, her flavors change, her tastes change. I might go down on her like on Monday and things might be a little, you know, kind of like tangy. And right. Then on another day, it's like sweet nectar. It's just things change. Your pleasure changes. The intensity of sensation is going to change. You might like it really rough one day, and then you go like, woo, no, today I want it like super light
right.
touch. You know, that's just the way it is. Things change. We change. Our moods change. Our energy changes. So you have to know that you don't know. There is no one size that fits all. And a lot of people try to pretend that there is. There isn't.
Right. They think like my last partner liked this, so my current partner is going to like this. And that's just the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
We never did get into the, did we get into the fingering? We did a little bit about how you reach the G-spot. But yeah. Is there anything else there that we were going to, because I got off on the handjob thing, which I think is important.
Hand jobs, use lots of lube. It's awesome. But
I agree.
The fingering, there was something else that you were, was there just the G-spot, finding the G-spot? The finger is a great way to find it. A lot of men like have like penis issues or whatever, and they think that, and they actually say like using your finger or a vibrator is a great way to find the G-spot.
Yeah, well, hand sex is great, and your fingertips are so sensitive. So using a lot of lube and taking your time, you can go in, and I like to use my middle finger, my ring finger, and my my middle finger,
mm-hmm.
and then just as I enter, and just put them really like right at the opening of the vagina specifically, and just kind of rest there because your pussy when she's ready will start to suck fingers in. Like, I don't have to penetrate, right? She'll just start to go like, oh, I want this. You know, you might scoot your hips down, you know, literally the swelling starts and there's this kind of almost like this suction that
happens.
Slow,
that's what we're talking about.
Slow
touch, right.
Right. And suddenly your fingers are just inside the opening of the vagina, and there, right at the top of the backside of the pubic bone is this lovely tissue that swells, that is the G-spot. And again, go slow, try things. You might like circular movements. You might go to the sides of the G-spot, which mm-hmm. open up this, there's rich sensations because the sides of the G-spot will also stimulate the legs of the clitoris. So just understand that you have this thing.
Right. Understand this, people. This is so important. Right.
Yes. Understand that this is an organ for pleasure. Please her. Pleasure. Please
Because you'll
her.
Also get it back is the other thing. I think guys are like, why should I spend so much time pleasing her? I just want to have sex and get off. Well, if you want to have good sex and you want to have repeat performance sex with the same person, it would behoove you to learn a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. So what about your Tantra X University? What is that about? People hear Tantra and they think, oh God, I'm not going to orgasm, delay orgasm for 2 days. I don't get it. Like, there's so many different kinds. Like, but I think a lot of it just has to do with your breath and connecting with your partner, right? I mean, how can we just talk about the importance
of breath and
sex?
Let's talk about Tantra.
Okay.
Just quickly. So the way I like to teach Tantra is to get rid of the bullshit and kind of deal with the science. The thing about these many, many ancient techniques, yoga included, these people studied this stuff and did discover things, but they misattributed causation, which is what we do all the time. We think like, oh, I did this and then that happened. Mm-hmm. And it's not really about that. It's like, if I look into your eyes and I'm open and we connect with our breath, right? And I'm not talking in like some creepy way. I'm just saying like, I want to just connect with you. So I want to look at you. I want to keep eye contact. That's Tantra. That's how I teach it. I consider myself like a Tantra rebel. I don't give a shit about history. It doesn't matter to me because history is a lot of times people are just misinformed. So just because, you know, oh, well, the elders did it this way 3,000 years ago. Like, who cares, man? What do we know now? We have the benefit of science and we have the benefit of understanding. So I know, for example, may I touch you for mm-hmm, a moment?
Please.
Okay, notice,
I'm waiting for him to touch me again.
Please pay attention. I just asked your permission. Right? Does that make me a pussy?
No.
Don't you disrespect me because I asked for permission to touch you? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, these, all of this stuff is what gets in the way of us having awesome sex. What I asked is permission. May I touch you?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. So I'm going to put my hand right here.
Okay.
Just on your chest. And as I do this, so right away your body's responding. It's so interesting because you have a lot of sensitivity in your breasts.
All over, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can feel like my hand is actually tingling just from feeling like what's going on around my hand. I'm just touching your breastbone right now. But by just this simple touch. Now check this out. Ah, we both like dead air. So
dead air is not good for me.
Okay, so
but I'm breathing.
Yes,
yeah.
We're breathing. And now check this out. Now your eyes are closed, but just for a moment, just look at me. So now I'm just touching you and we're just, you know, just looking. And adding a little breath. And it just feels good. It's like wow, look at that. I can see your eye color and I can start to notice some things. And I'm like, oh, wow, you're actually really, like, there's a really sensitive, really deeply sensitive woman in here.
Uh-oh, don't tell anyone that.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
my God.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
Wow. So, yeah, right. So not... such and exactly. Right. And I can feel it just in my own
so
body.
So what were we, how do you explain what just happened? Like you put your hand like above my breast, but he was not touching my breasts per se. But...
I will gladly touch your breast.
Oh,
I
mean, oh yeah. We can do that next. Yeah. We have a few more minutes, but, mm-hmm. But then our breath, we connected with our eyes. Mm-hmm. Eye contact is so important mm-hmm. too. I mean, yeah. Let's say you have to stare at your lover the whole time you're having sex or you're together, but it is a great like place to ground you and connect you
exactly.
with your partner,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. So I'm going to give you your listeners one more thing,
okay?
Which is to practice opening your eyes, experiencing pleasure, right? Because if you can open your eyes, experiencing pleasure, you are being vulnerable. You're saying yes, I'm letting you see me have pleasure. Now, this is the thing. We have to especially guys, we have to retrain our brains because we're looking at computer screens jerking off. And of course, we want eye contact with porn. You want that. You're like, oh, I want to see, right? But as soon as you're with a real woman and there's eye contact, all this shyness and embarrassment comes up because you're not, guys are just not used to dealing with that interaction.
Right. And it's so intimate.
It is. So practice. Practice. That's how you do it. You practice. You take a deep breath and you say, okay, I've got my clothes on and I can still touch you and keep eye contact. But make touch and sensation and eye contact start to connect those things because it's hot.
It is hot.
It's sexy. It's intimate. It's stimulating.
Right? And it's for the women too. Like women, a lot of times too, they don't, couples have sex, they don't want to like open their eyes because they don't want to feel that intimacy. And I think people go to their own space and they're trying to, I don't know what they're thinking about, but their eyes are closed. So it's like, yeah, they turn the lights off or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
So and then what about breath? I always say that breath is such an important part of sex. A lot of people, women and men, hold their breath during sex or when they're right. about to orgasm, and that can prevent them from actually having orgasms, like a lot of women.
Sure.
So what do you think about women who say they can't have orgasms or who are, do you believe, like there's some people who are like, every woman can have multiple orgasms, or every woman can have, whatever. I mean, have you been the sexual master that you are? Have you ever been with a woman where you're just like, I've tried everything, I can't?
Never had that happen. Yeah, it may have been a bit obtuse. Typically, if a woman is not having an orgasm, I just look at it as I'm not creating enough safety and relaxation for her.
Oh, that's a really good way of looking at
yeah.
it. Right. So she doesn't feel safe. She doesn't feel relaxed.
She's not feeling safe.
It's so important to feel relaxed and safe for the man. Like if you – and to relax a woman because another thing that really kills the orgasm for men and for women is stress and the thoughts in our mind that are just racing. Like, oh, God, I need to answer this email and the kids are crying and I got to finish the laundry and I got to go to the – and we're thinking during sex. And that's, we're thinking about our to-do list.
Right.
And I think that by focusing on breath and eye contact, like there's no space for that stuff. You will relax.
Well, right. I just did it to you, right? Just by touching you, I short-circuited your, I've got to do this and what time and how much and I've got to talk about these things, right? That's the short circuit. So guess what? That's why I'm giving this free gift. that is why I want you guys to pay attention to this.
Oh my
I want
God.
To give you the free gift.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's 10. It's the top 10 sexual touch secrets for men. It's tantrax.com/Emily, right?
Yeah. Tantra-X.
Oh, tantra-X.com/Emily. You can also find this on my website, sexwithemily.com. I've got one more thing to say though. It's about, well, not one more. This is just one of my sponsors. It's called Max for Men. Max for Men, that's Max the number 4 Men, is a product line which is so cool, Lawrence, just came out. And it's about, it hasn't just come out, but they're working with me and their products are like blowing men away. It's all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So it's basically everything men want and are not able to get. So they have this arousal, exciting male sex pleasure gel, which can maximize your enjoyment during sex because it's made with ingredients known to arouse the penis and the male libido. It can also work during masturbation. So check out Max Arousal Gel if you want the Max, or they also have the Max Stimulating Prostate Gel. Just go to maxformen.com. That's the number 4. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. Their stuff is hot. They've got some hot products for guys who just want to, masturbate or when they want to get aroused. What do you do? Do you have men who talk to you about that? They have arousal challenges?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because it's so easy
it's
to get...
It's a big one.
Yeah, and you can get wired to a certain kind of stimulation. So I think it's really important to, you know, I
you
like,
do get wired.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, it's really important to kind of keep changing things up. I think it's really important to break routines, because what you really want to, if you're going to be wired to something, just be wired to expansive pleasure, right? Not just one form. Practice things, try things. In fact, a very good friend of mine, once, you know, her system is like, she'll get together with her lover and they'll just have like, let's just do an exploration thing. We're not going to chase orgasms. Not the way to go, right? Don't chase orgasms. We're not going to get from A to B. We're just going to explore. Let's try this. What happens if you're on your back in this way? What happens if you're doing downward dog and I come up behind, you know, like
right.
what kinds of things?
Right.
You just try. It's like a laboratory, you know, and you just make it fun. Like I think it's really important. You talked about adding energy into the relationship. Mm-hmm. Experiment. Try things. Communicate. Grab your book. You know,
grab my book. Yeah.
Open a random page.
Exactly. I just try to see couples. I'm like, you don't have to sit down with your read the whole thing. Just be like, honey, tonight, flip it open. Let's try this. So it's a great way to do it. So that's a great thing that you said about exploring, because I hear from a lot of couples who have been together a long time. You know where this is going, and they no longer have sex, or they no longer feel like they have that attraction, or the sex has become kind of boring to them and it's not as frequent. And so I always tell those couples to take sex off the table, and why don't you just spend a week just exploring again?
Yeah.
Or, you know, spend a night making out, spend a night touching each other's bodies. So that's a great way of learning again, like learning new tricks, because you're with someone for a while, you're like, I know he's going to touch me here, and then I'm going to touch him there, and then I'll orgasm, he'll orgasm, and then we'll fall asleep, or we'll turn on SportsCenter, or whatever you do. But if you take sex off the table, and you're like, it's not about having more sex, it's about having more, learning more about your partner and exploring more. That's a great exercise to do. Just like, tonight, we're not even going to chase, or I like it, not chase the orgasm, talk to me about that. But like, we have so many erogenous zones that are untapped, men and women, that we don't even know about. Like, they blow your mind. Like, seriously, like, I feel like so many men and women are just missing out because they don't know. Like, and it's that stuff you can explore on your own. Like, you might need a partner who's interested in learning, and you might find out that, like, the back of your kneecaps can give you mind-blowing orgasm. You didn't know it. What if you're on your deathbed and, you know, you die and you didn't know that you fucking could have an orgasm from the back of your knees?
Exactly.
That would suck.
That would suck.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be so bad. So,
which you can do, by the way. That's the cool thing. You know, human beings, we have the ability to sexualize literally anything and everything. And that's the beauty. I one time had a man that I worked with who was a quadriplegic. And what I started teaching him, which he already had an understanding of, is like the energetic orgasm, to let your whole body have an orgasm, right? That's possible. That's part of what Tantra is about, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So where you shift the focus, let's say, from the head of your cock,
right,
or from the, you know, that little spot on your clit where you're just like,
right.
Where you, yes,
right.
Where you start to spread that out and you say, okay, how can I expand this pleasure into my entire body? So that's why we get so intense, where you can literally have a full body orgasm.
Can you teach this? Is this what you teach at your time?
Oh, yeah.
Or
this is part of what I teach.
You teach this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can, like, anyone could do this.
Oh, yeah.
I could do this?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've had that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
No, well, of course.
I want one.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, of course.
I want to go to your university.
Yeah.
I want you to be my teacher.
Yeah.
So men and women can learn to have that full body.
Oh,
and it's,
yeah,
just about breath and letting go and practicing and signing up for your university. How hard is it? Like, what do they have to do? Like, just, is it like an online course or what?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically part of Tantra X. .com/Emily, right? I mean,
right,
it's part of that whole, like, that world. You start to enter this world of just great, awesome sex. And part of that, for some people, are going to be like, okay, I've scratched the surface and that's enough for me. It gave me what I needed. But some people want to dive deeper. And that's what the deeper materials are for.
Right.
You know, where you really want to go.
Because you might be having, like, what you think, and it probably is the best sex of your life right now. But I feel like sex is so expansive and it can just always get better.
Well, right. Anybody who says that, I know that they just have it. You would never say that if you had your windows open,
right,
as it were. If you had your mind blown, you'd be like, not so much. Nothing wrong with it, but you would have new reference points.
Right.
You go like, yes, it may be the best sex of my life right this second, but there is more. Because there is. It is literally, pleasure is infinite. And every time that's why I say, like, I'm always learning, because like, just like, I just noticed just in touching you, like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I just noticed something, how it just affects your body. That's a little piece of information that would help me understand how to help you have a full body orgasm, for example. Right. I don't know. I didn't know that before today.
Right.
But I can see that we could start right here with your arm, and we could start to go on this whole journey through your body. Right. And that might be different if you were just used to having your clit, you know, your pussy licked a certain way, and you're like, I like it like this all the time. You'd be missing this whole freaking universe of other possibilities. That's why it's important to change, communicate, try different things, because we don't know what's possible. And I hope I have not had the best sex of my life.
I hope it never stops and just keeps getting better and better. And it is through touch, and you're so right. And I feel like what you said was a really good point, that men and women need to pay attention, like, to their partner. Like if a guy, like, I, that would be so hot if I was with, like, you know, the, if I was with a man and he noticed, like, just those little things, like, oh, wow, I rubbed her arm, so therefore it means this and that. Like, take those mental notes with your partner of what works, what doesn't, what, like, what that could mean. Do it again if it feels good. Ask questions. Like, everything that we're talking about today.
That's right.
So important.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. And it all really starts with just vulnerability, honestly. It's like,
I hate that. Really? I have to be vulnerable? What do you mean exactly?
Well, what I mean is, like,
it's kind of a joke. People think I'm not vulnerable, but I am vulnerable. Wasn't I vulnerable?
You are. Whoever believes that is just, they're not paying attention.
I am. You guys know that I am. Yeah. I am. Okay. So, Lawrence, you are going to give this 10 sexual touch secrets for men. So it's only for men. That's fine. And women can download it too and give it to their partner. Dude, I'm going to download it and give it to the next guy I sleep with.
Yeah.
Tantra-X.com/Emily, and they get this free thing, and they can also check out your video newsletter about what you, video letter about what the Tantra is. And it's not, you know what I love about you? That it's not, I was like, oh my God, tantric, like, people are going to be like, my listener be like, oh my God, I have no time for that. Like, people think it's like, you know, orgasms for 7 days or whatever, but it's really just simple things that you teach.
Simple things. We just did Tantra.
I just did Tantra. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm so excited about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is great. Yeah. Any other final points? What about anything, any final tip, like a specific tip that we could give our listeners about women that they might not know?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is if you give her the space and you get rid of judgment, you will discover the most naughty, delicious, awesome, incredible, open, badass lover that you've ever known. Just create safe space and get rid of judgment. Right. Nobody wants to be judged for their pleasure.
How do you think guys can make women feel safe?
Oh my God, I've got like 50 different things, but number one, how I touch you. Start by touch. Touch starts the first second you meet somebody. You meet somebody, you have eye contact, you have touch. That starts to communicate safety. Because if my eyes are darting all over the place,
We're not connected. But you've always, in the way, since we met, Lawrence, I met recently, and your hugs are amazing. Like, I knew, like, you're good. You connect probably with so many people wherever you go.
Well, I like to. I mean, I enjoy it. So, I mean, that's the thing.
I'm like, Lawrence is going to be there. I'm going to get a hug. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and start finding pleasure in those things. If I were to tell guys, take one thing away, stop trying to take point A and insert it into slot B.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Lawrence, thank you so much. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Remember to check out my iPhone apps, Kegel Camp. How important are Kegel exercises? So important.
Please.
Oh, my God. It's for men and for women. It'll remind you to do your exercises. Check out my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And my latest iPhone app is called Sex Drive. If it's for couples or if you're just dating someone once, twice, doesn't matter. It'll give you some good tips to spice up your sex life. So thank you, Lawrence. And thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, guys. Can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort from my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breast, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.